How to Get Away with Cheating, Part 1. I'm going to just start off by saying, if you want to be a cheater or whatever, people have their reasons for doing so. But you got to make sure your reasons aren't for the same reasons other people do it. This is an individual action that you take. So if you know this is something you're going to do, the point in cheating is you're hiding what you're doing. You're not letting your left hand know what your right hand is doing at all times. And I know this is all going to sound real devious, but it all leads to a major point. Either way, if you are going to be this infidel, if I should say so myself, if you're going to be this person who really is not going to be loyal to the person that you picked yourself, at least have the decency to not let her see your faults, your bad habits, your desire to not be loyal. Keep it under wraps, because you don't want her, if you really love the girl, for instance, if you really love who you with, but you just really got to get this thing off of your chest or get somebody else's system, you don't want her thinking that she needs to change or adjust to your desires if it was a temporary desire. You don't want her to turn into a hoe in the streets just because that's what you wanted last Thursday. If you keep it under wraps, you have hoe on Thursday, and by Friday you're back to your sweet innocent chick. And you'll get away with what you did if you could turn off your desire after Thursday is over. You'll get even further if you can just get rid of the desire. You'll get even further than that if you can be honest about your desires to your woman before you go out and do something stupid and crazy, and see if she's willing to negotiate, compromise, sacrifice, something of that nature. Because if you picked her, you picked her to be with you. And she should know that. It's your boy Sherrod, and I'm out.